Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and the thick darkness of peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, the kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together, they all come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall be thrilled and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall come over you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and those from Sheba shall come. They will bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord.
Thank you. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do sit down. The word epiphany means a revelation. It's all about being astonished. An unexpected moment or an experience that makes you see and understand things in a completely new way. An epiphany moment, as we often hear it talked about, becomes that special moment that can guide and shape a life from that moment on. When we've got those moments of revelation, our focus is one of rapt attention. We're amazed, and we can't help but do things differently or tell other people about that moment. And when those revelations are about an encounter with God, we are connected to the deepest mystery of God. And what we're celebrating today is that deepest mystery. God's revelation to the world in Jesus, born as a humble child in an out-of-the-way place called Bethlehem. God with us. With us always, in our ordinary lives, through the miracle of the birth of Jesus. And in Matthew's gospel, this revealing of Jesus is witnessed first not by the religious or the political leaders of the day, but instead by strangers from far away. Gentle magi who came seeking the new King of the Jews. And when they find him, they worship him. And they don't encounter this king in a palace, which would be the expected place. But instead, this is God with us in an entirely different place. And the Epiphany story is about how God is found not at the center of power, but God is often found on the margins. God isn't found always in the comfort of the cultural and religious safety, but God is found beyond the boundaries, where new relationships and discoveries are made, where the elite are prepared to bow down and kneel before a small child, where refugees on the move will soon need to flee for their lives. So the three kings pay attention to what's going on. They're astonished, and they tell about what they're seeing in their responses and their actions. And they point the way for us to do the same as we too encounter this revealing of God with us. And we can allow the beauty and the majesty of that encounter with God to guide and direct our lives so that we can go out there and reveal God's presence to the light of light to the world too, to the community around us, to which we, like the three magi, can offer our gifts. So these magi are faithful inquirers. They're using every means they've got at their disposal to follow the guiding of a star. They're going on a journey. They're going on a journey together to find this new king. But their own endeavors, their only works, will only get them so far. When they're in Jerusalem, they pay attention to what's revealed in Scripture, and they're diligent in following where the star is leading them, even though that place is then against their expectations. They go beyond the city of Jerusalem to the stranger places. They go to the little place that's called Bethlehem. And again, it's a place that's on the very margins of society. And we hear that these three kings are overwhelmed with joy when they reach their destination, the place where Jesus is. They're astonished. Their first response is to fall down on their knees and worship this child. They allow the truth of what they see to delight them, but also to change them. These seekers on a journey of pilgrimage have suddenly become worshippers instead. And they tell about what they see by the offering of their gifts, gifts that confirm the identity of the one that they found. Gold for a king, incense for Jesus' priestly ministry, and myrrh for his sacrificial offering of love for the world. And this truly is the king that they've been seeking. The Holy Son of God, the suffering servant who will give his life for everyone. And then they defy Herod's instruction. They don't tell Herod about what they've seen, but instead, by their actions, they tell the world where true power lies. It's here in this out-of-the-way kind of a place. It's here in this tiny child. This is the place where God is to be found. In the unexpected and often in the uncomfortable. And then they leave for their own country, not by the expected way, but they take a different road instead. And in their paying attention, in their astonishment, and in their worship, they are allowing themselves to be changed. They're telling about what they see, and we see the world in a completely different way. Not in a world that rests on structures of power and privilege, but on this humble gift of for all, light for all the world, worshipped in the Christ child. And they go out and share that news as we are called to go out there and do the same. We are invited to pay attention. We're invited, like the three wise men, to be astonished, to tell about this gift too, by living lives of humble service, by taking our gifts of what we have into our community so that the community can be changed through our actions. And God invites us to pray, to pay attention, to be where the light is, to find ourselves where that need is, to follow faithfully, even though the journey may take us to an out-of-the-way kind of a place where we don't always want to go to. But in the revealing of the birth of Jesus come to be with us, God shows us who God is, and God shows us who we are, shaped in the light of Christ. But if we're going to go out there, we need to start from a firm foundation. If we're going to go out there into the unknown, we need to start from solid ground. With a firm base and with a firm teaching, we then have the skills and are equipped to journey forward. Then our response can be amazed. Our response can be to bring the light to a community so desperate to hear good news. And we too, from our privileged position, can then bow the knee and worship too. By our encounter with the risen Jesus, we should not be able to help ourselves from telling other people about it. We do that through our actions, through our words, through our lives that are lived in service both to God and to our community. Community is often to be found in the places where we least expect to find it. But as we respond to God's call on our lives, we become witnesses to that revealing. We can become signposts of God's love for others. We can be the star that points the way. So how can we be paying attention? We can be faithful in our following, seeking after the light and the goodness of Jesus Christ. We, like the three wise men, can be open to looking beyond the boundaries of our lives, our experiences, and our expectations. We often have quite poor expectations of ourselves and what we're able to offer. But God, through us, can change us, transform us, and do wonderful things. And God will equip us with those gifts. Gold for a king, frankincense for ministry, myrrh for a sacrifice. Those were the gifts given to the three kings. But to us, God has given so much things that are different. God has given us love to spread for others. God has given us joy to share with one another. God has given us a heart for the community, a heart that needs to go out there and show love. And if we look around us, we will see exactly where those needs are. And our invitation from God now is to prayerfully respond. We can be astonished at that encounter with Jesus. We can be open to the wonder, the beauty, and the mystery of God in everything that we encounter with us. But we don't keep it to ourselves. Instead, we allow that encounter to transform us. We have that capacity to connect to that deep joy that's within us. We can allow God to meet us in that place. But above all, we can go out there and radiate that joy. Imagine what that joy would be like if a prayerful community was spreading out from beyond its safe boundaries and going into the unexpected places. Imagine it like a cloud dissipating through the atmosphere, spreading out, infusing other people by our prayer so that they too may be infused to receive that moment of revelation, that epiphany moment, that encounter with Jesus Christ. Prayer transforms. We need to be a people of prayer, constantly devoted to prayer, and like the apostles, sharing what we have with our local community, with ourselves as a church, but above all, sharing with others. So what is it that you've got that you can share with the community around you? Can you be generous in actually giving to others the gift of yourself? Are you generous enough to show the world your love for Jesus by the path that you choose to follow. The Epiphany story can change us, so we, like the wise men on their return journey, can also go a different way, go an unexpected way. We can see our lives touched by the light of God, but we, through Jesus, can allow ourselves to become that light. And that light is a gift for all the world. God's revealing of himself to us in Jesus doesn't take away the mystery at all. The wise men were transformed by the ordinary. They were transformed by the extraordinary presence of God in Jesus in the manger. And God's revealing, that epiphany moment, makes it possible to see the mystery of God in ordinary and different things around us. So what's the treasure that we are going to go and seek as a church? We need to be praying. We need to be paying attention to everything that God wants to reveal to us of his love and wonder in the child, in the person of Jesus. We can be astonished by that encounter, that revealing, that epiphany. But we can then tell everything that we have discovered to the world. And God will equip us to do that with boldness and confidence. And sometimes those can be our gifts. God is calling us to be Christ's light and love for the world. God is calling us and equipping us to go out there and change communities, revealing that epiphany moment, the encounter with Jesus Christ that we are called to share. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.